Hey, this is a dictation for patient Justin Walker, who is coming here for a follow-up evaluation today. He was a hit onto the front bumper, and the car was not totaled. Just one moment, the battery went down. And the patient presents with various symptoms to the advanced pain care. He has been undergoing treatments, conservative treatments of physical therapy, chiropractic, home treatment medications. His pain has minimized to a level of 3 to 4, almost like a discomfort in the neck and lower back. The patient reports 40% improvement. His ADLs are not gravely affected. And he is thinking of filing a disability. I've advised him to do a functional analysis of his symptoms. His ADLs are not gravely affected either. System reviews from the chart, additional histories from the chart. And substance abuse and compliance histories from the chart. The physical examination, blood pressure is 113/83, pulse is 95, pulse ox is 100. Diagnoses are the same except in the lumbar region, the MRI was found to be completely normal, and hence we'll remove all the diagnoses of the lumbar affecting him, completely normal MRI. However, in the cervical spine there was a herniated disc at C3-4, C4-5, and also at C6-7. And the patient never came forward for any cervical epidural injections. And he has tried only conservative treatment with the help of chiropractic and physical therapy. And hence, there is a slow recovery because of that reason. The patient continues on the following medications. And he doesn't want the medications also. It appears he doesn't have so much pain, and he should be discharged from physical therapy on the next visit. At this time, I've continued his therapy.